Throughout history, remarkable men and women have left behind ideas capable of changing the course of a life. In each episode, we'll explore one section of a timeless book, uncovering the enduring wisdom, practical lessons, and powerful stories that continue to shape thoughtful lives today. These are more than book summaries. They are an invitation to join great dialogue that has connected generations of readers, leaders, and lifelong learners. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Dialogue on Dialogue.
Welcome back. In this series, we've been walking along Benjamin Franklin through his autobiography to discover what his remarkable life can still teach us about learning, character, success, and becoming just a little bit better every single day. This is our final chapter, part 18, Four Lessons for Living Well. When someone writes the story of their life, how do you end it? With one final adventure, or a dramatic speech, or a list of accomplishments? Franklin chose something entirely different. He ended his autobiography by leaving us four simple lessons. One about science, one about work, one about money, and one about humility. Taken together, they might be the best summary of the life he spent nearly 80 years building. The appendix of Franklin's autobiography isn't really an appendix at all. It's more of a collection of final reflections. Each piece in the appendix covers a different side of the man we've come to know. Throughout this series, in his first piece, he explains his kite experiment. Franklin carefully describes how he demonstrated that lightning and electricity are the same force. What strikes me isn't simply the discovery itself, it's the way he explains it. Every observation, every step, every conclusion. Franklin isn't asking us to believe him because he's famous. He's inviting us to repeat the experiment ourselves, which, don't try that at home, kids, by the way. In many ways, he's saying, this is how science works. Observe carefully. Asking questions. Test your ideas. Share what you discover. Knowledge belongs to everyone. His second selection from the appendix comes from his famed Poor Richard's Almanac. Here we find many of Franklin's most famous sayings. Warnings against idleness. Advice on honesty. Lessons on debt, thrift, and hard work. These maxims helped shape what eventually became known as the American work ethic. Franklin believed success wasn't reserved for kings or the wealthy. Health, wisdom, prosperity, these were available to ordinary people willing to practice ordinary virtues consistently over time. The third piece tells one of Franklin's most beloved stories. When he was a young boy, he became fascinated with another child's whistle. He wanted it so badly, he gave away all of his money in exchange for this whistle. When he proudly returned home, his family just laughed. He'd paid too much for the whistle. He could have purchased the same whistle elsewhere for far less and still had money left over. Franklin never forgot this lesson. Whenever he found himself chasing something simply because he really wanted it, he reminded himself, don't pay too much for the whistle. Over a lifetime, he concluded that much of human unhappiness comes from assigning excessive value to things that ultimately matter very little. And the final selection in this story involves his lifelong mentor, Cotton Mather. As Franklin prepared to leave Mather's house one day, he hurried through an odd-shaped hallway without noticing a low wooden beam. Mather called out, "Stoop! Stoop!" But the warning came too late. Franklin struck his head. Mather then offered a lesson Franklin never forgot. If you learn to stoop, to humble yourself, you'll avoid many painful blows throughout life. Pride often hurts us long before anyone else does. Humility protects us. Franklin closes not with triumph, but with wisdom. So here are a few lessons I picked up from this appendix. Lesson one, live like a scientist. Franklin approached life the same way he approached electricity. Observe carefully, question assumptions, experiment often, be willing to change your mind when evidence changes. Perhaps we should all conduct a few more experiments instead of defending so many opinions. Lesson number two, success is built on daily habits. The sayings from Poor Richard's Almanac remind us of something we've seen throughout this autobiography. Great lives are rarely built through dramatic moments. They're built through ordinary disciplines repeated consistently. Franklin didn't invent these virtues. He simply practiced them. Lesson number three, don't pay too much for the whistle. This may be Franklin's most timeless lesson. How often do we sacrifice time, health, relationship, peace of mind for the whistles that aren't worth the price? Before pursuing anything, Franklin invites us to ask, what is this really costing me? And lesson four, stay humble. Enough to keep growing. The image of stooping beneath the beam is a fitting conclusion to Franklin's story. Throughout his life, he remained remarkably successful, but he also remained remarkably teachable. Humility wasn't simply a virtue for Franklin. It was a strategy for lifelong learning. When we began the series, we met a curious young apprentice printer. He wasn't wealthy. He wasn't famous. He wasn't one of America's founding fathers. He was simply a young man determined to improve himself. Chapter by chapter, we watched that improvement spread outward. First to his habits, then his writing, his business, his friendship, his community, his city, his colonies, and eventually the whole world. Franklin didn't become extraordinary because he was born different. He became extraordinary because he never stopped learning. He never stopped serving. He never stopped asking better questions. And perhaps that's why, nearly 300 years later, we're still reading his story. Not because Franklin wanted us to admire him, but because he hoped we'd imitate the habits that shaped his life. As Franklin himself might say, the experiment is now yours. So here, dear listeners, are a few of my final thoughts on this entire book, on this entire series. Benjamin Franklin believed that character compounds. Every chapter demonstrates the same progression. Curiosity becomes knowledge. Knowledge becomes skill. Skill becomes reputation. Reputation becomes opportunity. Opportunity becomes service. Service becomes influence. Influence becomes legacy. Franklin never skips a step. He doesn't chase influence first. He earns it by first becoming the kind of person others can trust. That's why this autobiography still resonates nearly 300 years later. It isn't really the story of a printer, an inventor, or a diplomat. It's the story of a man who believed that every day offered another chance to become a little bit wiser, a little more useful, and a little more virtuous than the day before. Thank you for joining me on this journey through Benjamin Franklin's autobiography. My hope is that these conversations have done for you what Franklin's words have done for me. Not simply teach us about history, but remind us that greatness is usually built quietly. One habit, one conversation, and one day at a time. Until next time, welcome to the conversation.